wake up. It's Hot 96.9's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
There used to be a saying called too soon, like whenever something bad happened and if people, you know, made light of it or whatever, people were like, yo, it's too soon. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the time frame, I guess it depended on whatever the situation was, what the time frame would be that where you could be, you know, make light of certain things, like usually tragedies and stuff. But that's out the window now. Freaking XXXTentacion was murdered yesterday. This kid was 20 years old. Mm-hmm. He was murdered. And, you know, I think Melissa said it best, people were celebrating it. And not everybody, but a lot of people were celebrating it.
It seemed like it was half and half. You know, there were half people celebrating, and then there were the other half that are like, come on now, you know.
And the reason is, Hot 96.9, by the way, the reason is, you know, in case you don't know about this dude, he was 20 years old, he was an artist, but there was a lot of bad things that he did in his short life.
Right.
Like, you know, he basically tortured his pregnant girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Kidnapped, tortured her. There was a situation where he was like in a juvenile detention center, and he said that there was a guy who was staring at him for too long, right. And he thought he was gay. So here's a clip of him talking about that.
And I started beating his face in, like I threw his head on the corner, and I just started stomping like his jaw in type. And long story short, I was gonna kill him.
Yeah, he's posted a lot of stuff against...
He wasn't a good dude. Let's just be honest. Just say that. I mean, you think about some of the stuff. He's got videos of him hitting girls, like punching a girl in the face on video.
Yeah, so long story short, a lot of people were basically like, you know, they were like, hey, you know what? He deserved it. And I got to be honest. I mean, I don't like it when anybody gets killed or anything like that, but it is... when I heard about it, it was a challenge to feel a sadness.
Right. It is. I mean, because of all the awful things that he did, it is hard to be sympathetic. I mean, I feel like no 20-year-old should be gunned down in the streets. I think that that's a problem. But you know what I find really, really sad is that while he was here and he was out here doing all these things, beating people up, you know, possibly could kill them, kidnapping and all that stuff, it's like, you know, people were still out here and he was like thriving as an artist. Mm-hmm. Because people weren't that's the part too that's just like, you know, people like, oh, well, you got to separate it or whatever, but it's like, you know what, sometimes if these people are out here, you know, be having successful careers and they're still doing all this problematic stuff and no one's saying anything, that's an issue with us too.
Yeah, it's he was living that you know, a lifestyle. Another reason why it makes it hard to be, like you said, sympathetic is because he's also living in that lifestyle where the chances of stuff like this happening to him, whether it be a drug overdose, whether it be something violent happen, the chances are exponentially higher.
Well,
because you're just like around that all the time,
right? And you portray that like I don't have sympathy for people that do reckless stuff and harm other people. I just don't have sympathy. I mean, am I celebrating the kid's death? No, you don't want to see any 20-year-old's life cut short. But I look at it like this: he was a kid that he understood what his actions were doing to people. See, that's the thing. So when I heard that video that you played and I kind of listened to it, where him talking about how he beat this dude up in jail.
Yeah.
Like, to me, growth is about being remorseful for that. And if you listen to the interview and its kind of entirety, he's just kind of like celebrating the fact that, you know, then he talks about how he had blood on his hands and put it on his face. Like,
I just seem more like a, oh, well.
Right. Yeah. Like, I don't buy the fact, like, because when I was 16, 17, or when, you know, I understood. If I did a wrong thing, I understood the consequences that were going to come. And to play like, well, you know, he's still young. No, no.
But everybody's different. And my thing is this, like, he was 20 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was a piece of crap. We can all admit that. But, and one of the things I saw yesterday that intrigued me the most was a tweet from Jadena, the artist, who pretty much said, no one can be so self-righteous that they're happy when a youth dies. The young still have the capability to reform. And yeah, this dude did some awful things, but you know, how do we know that he wasn't going to change? And the fact that people were literally on Twitter yesterday saying, yay, rah, rah, sis, boom, bah, dude's dead. Like, there's something wrong with that.
But you don't, but you don't get, like, the whole fact that we don't know if he was going to change. We don't know if he was or he wasn't. The bottom line is, you only
he didn't have a chance.
Well, but, hey, guess what? You chose that lifestyle, and you're only going to be remembered for the things that you've done while you're living.
Absolutely.
So you need to live your best life and do things the right way. So when he got on and he started, you know, taking advantage of the opportunity that was presented to him as far as through his music, he should have started doing things in a positive light.
Well,
then.
That's what he, I mean, there were a lot of reports that he was trying to turn his life around because, and to change, I guess he had planned some charity event or something like that.
Yeah.
So people were kind of looking at that like he was trying to.
Yeah, I mean, well, here's a clip of him when he was, which is weird because he talks about like, if I die, I want to be remembered for certain stuff.
Worst thing comes to worst. I die a tragic death or some shit. And I'm not able to see out my dreams. I at least want to know the kids perceived my message and were able to make something of themselves and able to take my message and use it and turn it into something positive and to at least have a good life.
It's crazy.
His message should be about how, you know, be remorseful for the things that he did wrong. You know, that should be the message that you should be talking to these kids about that look up to you, that enjoy your music, about, hey, remember what I did in the past. I did this, I did that, and explain how I am remorseful for this. And you should never put your hands on a woman.
He wasn't there.
You know, you should do this, that, and the other. But he had that. He made a clip of something, right? So right then and there, if he knows, like, there should be clips of him talking about how he's remorseful for the things he
does. Well, there should be, but there's not because he was not there yet.
Yeah, unfortunately,
would he ever have been?
The deal is, and we all do this, you judge everybody else on like whatever the action that they do is, but you judge yourself on your intention. So you're like, this was what I meant. Yeah, that's not what you did though.
Right.
And he's a perfect example. Who knows? Maybe he had all these great intentions,
right,
but the stuff that was coming out of him was dirt baggy crap. So yesterday when everybody was like, oh my God, XXXTentacion, gone too soon. Let's be honest. A lot of people did that thing where they just jumped on and all of a sudden they were like, oh, I'm a fan of this guy.
100%. Kanye West.
Yep.
Like, how many people now all of a sudden are these big fans of him? But we all do that. When someone passes away, all of a sudden it's, you know, this person was the greatest person in the world.
Yeah, nah,
like,
I didn't post celebrating it, but I didn't post mourning it either. You know what I'm saying? And I came in here with you guys and I was like, look, I don't even know what to say because the dude was a freaking scumbag. So I'm not going to go on air and be like, oh, man, you know, another great one gone. Candace is on the phone. She's getting death threats basically because, you know, she doesn't care, right?
Yeah, I got threats from one of his fans who ironically had Don't Disrespect Women on my page as a picture on his profile picture, but yeah.
So what did you post that you got that response?
A friend of mine replied to Travis Barker's prayers for him, saying they weren't answered. And so I just shared that tweet, and I guess that made him upset. I mean, I don't feel sorry for somebody who posts things like death to dark skin, or post about how he'll sleep with underage girls, or how he'll beat a woman if she cheats on him.
Right.
Then he actually did kidnap and beat his pregnant girlfriend and then tried to bribe her to keep her mouth shut.
Right.
So I think that karma came full circle, considering that he beat up almost beat a gay man to death for being gay.
Yep.
And it's Pride Month. I mean, it's karma. It came full circle, you know? I mean, I'm not a cold-hearted person. I just don't feel bad for horrible people when they get what they deserve. I mean, he was a bad guy, so I'm not going to shed any tears for him. I actually feel like his victims should feel safe now. They probably feel safe now.
Right.
You know, they probably feel, like, relieved. Like, they don't have to worry about him anymore.
All right. Thank you, madam. Robin, what do you think?
I think as imperfect people, we're very judgmental. And I think that, I don't know, first of all, let me say I don't know anything about this person at all. And I think that his life was cut very short. We've all done things that we're ashamed of, but we don't want to be remembered like that. So I feel like we should just look at the fact that a young man lost his life and move on.
All right.
Yeah, but I don't understand.
He did a lot. He did a lot.
I don't understand people go like, we are judgmental. We all have done things, but I've never beaten and kidnapped pregnant girlfriend of mine. You know what I mean? I've never beat a gay guy to an inch within his life. So to kind of use that as like, oh, this is the reason that this is, I to me, that's an excuse. Come on now.
Yeah, it's not even to the point where he was even like, you know, I made some mistakes. Right. I'm trying to change now. Or at least he wasn't saying that.
And I'm not going to sit here and try to defend him in any way. All I'm saying is there is something wrong with people looking at a 20-year-old that was brutally murdered as good riddance. There's something wrong with that.
Well, it's easy to do that with you know,
bad people. When a person's a bad person,
yeah, you can be a bad person. It's easy to do that
in the comment section of TMZ.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But you could be a bad person and say, yes, you need to go to jail. You need to get, you know, you need to change your life. You need, you know, to be punished for what you've done. But to be brutally gunned down, I'm sorry. I will never, ever think that's okay.
Hi, Margaret.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you think?
I think that he made his choices, and there are some people that have done some bad things to me, and if I saw them go out that way, I wouldn't feel so bad.
Yeah, I mean, it depends, like, you know, I'm sure that anybody who's been a victim of his stuff is like, yo, I don't give a rat's ass, right. Even if he's sorry for it.
It's always easy for us to say, oh, you know, how can people say these type of things? How can they say good riddance? Because we're not victims. We haven't been victimized by this person or other people.
I've been a victim of something pretty tragic in my life. I would never want that person to die.
You're a unique person because there are a lot of people. You're a unique person because there are a lot of people that would be like, you know what? F that person.
Yeah, it's listen. If you're a bad person right now, you never know when your life could end. So if you're someone who's like, oh, eventually I'm going to turn it around or whatever, just do it now. Because the last thing you want is to be an a-hole right now and then die later on today. And that's the last thing you're remembered for.
I mean, but he had no reason to change because he was out there being so successful. Yeah. It was like, for people to really change, most people have to hit some kind of rock bottom. Right. And unfortunately for him, his rock bottom was death. He got killed.
And the other problem is, there's not a lot of guidance in a lot of people's lives.
His friends egg him on, I'm sure.
That end tragically, you know what I mean? Like, where's the father figure, the mother, his parents, you know what I mean? Those type of influential people in your life. I tell my kids all the time, you know, too, and when this happened last night, my son likes his music. I tell him all the time, I said, listen, that's why you have to live your life the best way that you can, you know, because you might not get a redemption story. You might not have an opportunity to come back and say, you know what, I did this and did that, but I was able to get a second chance. So you have to live your life the greatest way you can while you're here today.
And no one's denying that. That's obvious.
Wake up. It's Hot 96.9's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.